Welcome to the Ages of Rock podcast with your hosts, Bill Algy, Dennis Talbot, and Alan Tate. We are three guys who have one thing in common, a love of rock and roll. Our goal is to talk about all things rock. We hope you find this show intriguing, funny, and occasionally highly opinionated. Enjoy.
Hey, welcome back to the Ages of Rock podcast. It's Bill. I'm doing a solo show with my buddy, Kenny Wilkerson. How are you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, man?
I'm doing all right.
Okay? Yeah, everything's good, buddy. There you go.
There you go.
I see you got that big Nice Kiss poster in the back.
I do.
You freaking Kiss. Now, they're on their final world tour.
Yeah, and I'm going to go see them my final time.
Yeah.
On the Saturday after Thanksgiving, because I didn't get a ticket to the final show in Madison Square Garden. I actually did have one in the little queue on Ticketmaster after I waited. But normally Ticketmaster, you have like 3 minutes to make a decision.
Yeah.
No, you had 30 seconds. And I didn't know that. Wow. And because there was, when I got on, I was number 2,857 person in the queue. So,
oh, wow, man.
I felt like I was at a Taylor Swift thing.
Yeah, well, it's Kiss, man. I mean, I'm not going to talk about Kiss all night, but you know, they had, did you see the thing about Gene with the wheelchair or the chair they rolled?
Oh my God, that was so funny.
It's just sad, right?
Oh, in the wheelchair? I haven't seen him in a wheelchair.
Well, not a wheelchair, a chair. They brought him out and sat him down on stage. Remember he passed out?
Yeah, he was having some health issues. Yeah.
Oh, man. So, I mean, that's what happens when you're 70 something with all that stuff on, man. I don't know how long they can keep going, brother.
Yeah. I thought you were talking about him driving around this little go-kart thing, but backstage.
I've seen that.
So damn funny. And never everybody has put that little him on that little go-kart on everything.
I mean, yeah, memed it. Yeah, that's
fine. Memed it. Memed the hell out of it. Well, we're not here to talk about those guys. We're going to talk about you because you've got some new project going on.
Always got something going on. You know, what we're doing is we have a new documentary. You know, it's funny because I met you at Rocklahoma too, did I not?
You met Alan at Rocklahoma.
You weren't there because I remember
a
couple guys.
Yep.
That's the first time I met Alan, by the way. Was at Rocklahoma, and we're going to be there again this year.
Sorry.
Well, you know how I remember he came up to ask me a question, and I flipped it on him really hard, and he thought it was really funny. So kind of been friends after that because I kind of burned him. He said something stupid to me, and I made it even worse for him. You know what I mean? And he's like, "I like you."
Yep. You know, that's what he does. That's his thing. Yeah.
But anyways, we're going to be at Rocklahoma again this year.
Cool.
So that's only what, 6 weeks away, man.
Yeah, not far.
Yeah, so we'll be playing on September 3rd, Sunday. I think that's Rob Zombie and Pantera night. Nice. And this will be our third time performing there. And so definitely jacked about that. But that will be September 3rd. But on August 29th, we have the premiere of the new documentary, Novarex Ain't Easy Staying Cheesy, which will be available on Prime Video August 29th.
And
then after that... Yeah, right. It's kind of cool. Nobody gets it. You know, I send it all out and people are like, "Hey, when's your album dropping?" I'm like, "It's a documentary." people don't even, their brains don't catch it.
Read,
you know I mean?
The material. It's not hard.
No. Well, that's like that, but that's like my band guys. I'll send them group text. I'll say, "I'll see you tonight at 8. And they'll say to me, "What time?" That's it. It was only three freaking words to begin with. At 8. I mean, what else, you know, it's because people are habit that way, right?
Yeah. Just want to be spoon-fed with everything.
Fast,
for sure.
Man. Everything's going to be fast, right? So you're talking to a guy who put out a 30-second song a couple of years ago as a joke. And the funny thing about that, I totally did it, too. I mean, I sent it out. It was a single, right? 30 seconds. And the video is completely out of control. I mean, it's just fire and stuff for 30 seconds, right? The average time on it's 8 seconds. They don't even make it a full 30 seconds. I'm like, oh my God, people are so, you know, have you noticed, I know I'm just going off, but have you noticed with the new music that's out, it's shorter, you know, because even with me, I told you I'm doing the internet radio thing. So I had a guy send me some stuff and it was really good. It had a Queensryche meets Queen, you know what I mean? That kind of big epic type, but it had a minute and 30 second keyboard intro. Where the hell do you do a minute and 30 second keyboard? I mean, that's like old school deep cuts from the 70s, right?
Yep.
Now it was totally cool, but who the hell's going to play a minute and a half keyboard intro?
Well, and who's listening to that? You're like, no.
It's not going to happen. No. So, and then the other thing is, remember when they used to do the double Eddie guitar solos, Eddie Van Halen guitar solos, they'd do the solo and they'd come back around or they'd do double time on it, double measures, right?
Yep.
Now, most bands don't even have solos. They just cut them out.
Well, if you think about it, back in the first couple of Van Halen records are only 22 minutes long. Right. Whole album. I mean, they were like making stuff under 30 minutes.
Because I remember I had the Diver Down album, which I was disappointed about. But those couple of those albums were just really short albums too.
Yeah,
right?
Just short.
Freaking songs or whatever. But epic.
Oh yeah, great records. I mean, oh yeah,
changed the world.
Yep.
But yeah, no. Listen, first album, Eddie Van Halen put a guitar solo on the album. Who does that? It's just a track of a guitar solo. That's pretty epic and kind of ballsy, honestly.
Yep.
But it's funny now, though, is what I'm saying is this, that the new stuff, there's just no solos, no intros. I swear to God, Bill, probably in another year, songs will be a minute long.
It's all disposable. I mean, it's really hard. I don't know how I really feel bad for new artists because I don't know how they get.
How they get
recognized. I mean, this kind of stuff that we get to do, we found some really good bands. I mean, we did the Rockin' Pot thing down in Nashville back this past spring and really had, I mean, met a couple of great bands, listened to a couple of really good bands. But I don't know how they're going to get out. I don't know how anybody's going to find them. And so that's a struggle.
I think it's harder now than it used to be. And that's what's scary. Mm. You know, the thing about the internet is this, what I always say about social media, internet, all that, is that everybody can get on. Everybody can be heard, right?
Yeah.
But the problem is everybody can be heard.
Yeah.
And not everybody needs to be heard.
No, that's a very good point, because back in the day when you had, people going out and listening to bands in clubs and stuff like that and deciding if they want to put them on a label, then they weren't picking Jim, Bob, everybody. I mean,
no.
How many times did Guns N' Roses get passed over? How many times did Van Halen get passed over?
Twisted Sister. Kiss.
Yeah, Twisted. Oh my. Yeah. I mean, for quite a while before.
But go ahead.
And then they make it and all of a sudden it starts a trend. And I'm telling you, we need a new trend because this stuff on the radio now drives me bananas.
I listen to a lot of talk radio now. I try to keep up, but again, like I said, I swear to God, I think 80% of all the radio stations are owned by iHeart.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And they're only gonna take care of their artists, their Taylor Swifts, etc. The big money, you know what I mean? I heard a story one time about this is a hearsay, but on Live Nation, somebody told me that I thought it was Fleetwood Mac, and they got offered, I think Fleetwood Mac's probably $500,000 or something crazy, right?
Yeah.
But they're like, but I heard that if you play this gig with this one off, we're not going to give you these 20 other gigs. See what I'm saying? So they got them handcuffed.
Well, and that's
all the bands are handcuffed.
Yeah, for sure. And that's, that's the whole problem with buying concert tickets and the service fees, and it's Ticketmaster and Live Nation own all of that. I used to get really pissed because I'm like, the artist can fix this when they want to. And I used to say that, and I believed it for a long time, but I don't know that they can, because I think it's,
they're handcuffed. Yeah,
there's nothing they can do. And because there's no other thing out there for them to go to. There's no other promoter out there.
Taylor Swift tries, believe it or not. I mean, she's actually got the pull to do it. I mean, she's in the right spot. So God bless her for trying. But there's the only thing really for bands is just touring. Yep. That's still good. But you can't make money on songs. Because nobody's going to, them days are over. The last big run for me, I remember back in the middle of the 90s with Alanis Morissette's album, Jagged Little Pill. That album was out of control. She was getting 40 spins a day, which is out of control per radio station across the country. But, these guys would have budgets of 20,000, 40,000, 50,000 a week, a week just on radio. You know what I mean? So, and then, there's a couple of guys, you had your Justin Bieber and these kind of guys that popped because of early YouTube and things, but that's been saturated so much now too. So I think that's kind of done. Yeah. So I really don't know where they're going to go. I mean, even myself, I have four albums, I think, up on TuneCore, you know, or CD Baby or whatever, where you're at, you know, all the different locations. And dude, I might sell between all of them, I may upload, say, 1,000 downloads for the year. And it gives me just enough money to repay, to reissue them again for the following year. Because they're $50 a pop.
Yeah.
So I don't even know. I don't know if I'm even getting a penny a song.
Yeah.
You know, it's just stupid.
Yeah. I don't know how. And that's what amazes me. I don't know how it's going to be, what it's going to look like in 5 to 10 years. I mean, you know, and I used to say, because I at one point when I first heard Taylor Swift, I really thought, because I heard her do something without like a cappella kind of stuff. I mean,
right.
And it was horrible. I mean, she sounded really bad. I mean, I'm like, okay, this is completely auto-tuned. This is completely made up bull crap. It doesn't matter.
you just heard about the whole Motley Crue thing, right?
Well, that's just you know, I for some reason
I believe it though.
Oh, I believe it. Absolutely believe it. Absolutely.
No, because I went to a Motley Crue concert. Nikki Sixx did a keyboard solo, and I don't know if he even plays keys. And I don't know why he did a keyboard solo instead of a bass solo, but he did a keyboard solo, and all they did was make a bunch of noise and smoked it up so much I couldn't even see the guy.
Yeah.
Right? Like I didn't even know if he was even still in the cloud. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but I mean, I get some sampling. I do, and I'll be honest. We use keyboard samples on like 4 songs a night. Why? Yeah. Because I can't buy or afford a keyboard player. Because that's one more guy in the freaking truck. That's one more guy in a room. That's one more guy you got to pay. You know, just to have 3 minutes of keyboards. So I sort of get some of that stuff. But when you're actually just tracking, well, listen, all you got to do is, I mean, I know the bands. All you got to do is be there for sound check. You're like, is the band on stage? There's not a guy on stage and the whole song just played.
Yep.
You know, some of the vocals even.
Yep.
So I'm like, eh. But that's here or there. I mean, I'm just happy people just go to concerts. I mean, my son who's 22, I asked him, I said, hey man, you want to go see a concert? I'm trying to get him into it. Right. And he said, dad, I've seen those guys before. I'm like, no, you haven't. When'd you go see them? On YouTube. I'm like, that's not seeing a concert.
Yeah, my kids.
And, you know,
yeah.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying. And now he's got the virtual, you know, the Quest thing, right? The iQuest thing where you can play the video games in 3D.
Yeah.
You can go on there and watch concerts too.
Oh, that's cool.
You know, you can go see like the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and you can be in the third row on a mic. You know, it's like a camera on a stick.
Yeah, 3D. That's cool.
I know, but you still got to get into the concert.
Well, yeah. But it's
still, you know what I'm saying. That's cool, my thing, because it's a different. You want to be there with people.
Yeah.
So, and the other thing talking about songs, you know, what I always liked back in the day too, is that you got to work the songs out, you know, so you might be able to play that song for a month or two in front of a crowd to see if it works. You can tweak it in because, hey, that bridge was too big, long, whatever. And then you go in and cut it. Now you don't get that. You get these guys that are just one-offs, just a one song off, usually with a drum machine and sometimes auto-tuned, right?
Yeah.
And it's just a single. It's not a band. Because, you know, even... like if I tell you all the bands that are like, you know, say iHeart bands or whatever, you know, your Taylor Swift solo, Bruno Mars solo, Beyonce solo. You see what I'm getting at? There's no bands.
Yeah.
So, I mean, who's the drummer in any of those bands? I don't know. You know, it might be the same guy.
But, it probably is.
So we're kind of losing that too. And then honestly, Bill, the thing that I'm worried about next, and it's coming, is the AI, man. You know, I think, so here's what happened. So, about a month ago when it was really talking about this, the AI, I was, you know, Paul McCartney's doing a new song, but not really though, because he has the track. But I was telling my son that, and he said, who do you want to talk about? I said, well, John Lennon. So he said, give me 15 minutes. So 15 minutes later, he sends me a track, Space Odyssey was the music, because it had to be this acoustically something for him to do it real quick. But he took a sample and had John Lennon sing the whole song. And dude, 95% sounded like John Lennon, his phrasing and everything. And John Lennon, he could do it with, because John Lennon's got so many songs out there that they can capture it from like all these different kind of angles, you know, riffs and stuff. So what I see happening, and Avatar, the movie, you know, where it's all CG. So I figure probably in the next 5 years, because it'll write bios for you. It'll do websites for you. It'll write songs for you. It'll write poems for you. The problem that they're having now is that when it'll go, say, an author like Stephen King, right? The AI might actually take a line from his book, you know what I mean, that's out there that he wrote, and they'll put it in this format, and he doesn't get paid for that. You see what I'm saying? So I eventually figured that in 5 years, it'll be all computers will write songs and there'll be no actors. Yeah. And I think they'll write scripts too, dude. I think it's going the wrong way.
Yeah, I agree. So since you, I got a question for you then. So
yeah,
what do you think about bands that are, there's not any original members left? So for example,
that's a whole other issue.
Yeah. So for example, I went to see Foreigner the other night and Jeff Pilson. I love Jeff Pilson. We've had Jeff on the show a bunch of times and
nice guy.
Great, yeah. Very, very nice guy. Great guy. But when I realized, you know, and the last time I saw Foreigner, which was 2 years ago, Mick was with them. Mick Jones was with them. So,
right. Yeah.
But he's not with them anymore. So he's not at all. So it was, you know, my friends were talking about wanting to go see Foreigner, and I know, and it really dawned on me sitting there, and this is the second time that's happened that there wasn't anybody. And I'm just sitting there watching this, and I'm like, I am watching a complete, there's not one single original member in this band.
Yeah. It's almost a tribute to
it is. Band. And it's kind of weird because Kelly Hansen does a phenomenal job. Great lead singer.
He's been in the band, I think, longer than
he's in Lou for sure.
Yeah. Than Lou. That's what I was getting to. Yeah. So I give him a little bit of credit for that. Right.
Yeah. But on the whole, the other thing that's happening is I have tickets to see ZZ Top and Lynyrd Skynyrd. There's nobody left in Lynyrd Skynyrd. It's like, I'm not really seeing. Am I really seeing Lynyrd Skynyrd, or am I seeing?
You're seeing his brother. That's been in the band for a while. I mean, I know, but no. Listen, I'll give you another example. Quiet Riot.
Oh yeah.
So Frankie passed away. They
yep.
And then what did they do? They went and got Rudy.
Yeah.
And love that
guy.
Best
He's
move.
A great guy. Yeah.
I've interviewed Rudy. Rudy. Oh, yeah. I got like a man crush on Rudy. He's the one that wrecked me. I told him this. It's even in my documentary, the document that drops on August 29th on Prime Video. No rest, ain't easy thing, cheesy. But I do a clip in it where I was interviewing him, and I was talking about back when I was a kid in Indiana, 15 years old, big satellite dish out in the yard. I mean, I'm talking the big boy satellite dish, right?
Yep.
Like NASA. And I'm watching the 1981 or 82. I can't even remember now, but it's that concert when it was Brad Gillis filling for right after Randy Rhoads. And it was Rudy and obviously Aldridge and Ozzy, that concert, right? And I just remember it changed my life, dude. I mean, I knew what I wanted to do from that moment on. And what was killing me back then, I would look at those guys in my eyes. It was like I was looking at Iron Man or Captain America. I mean, they were like superheroes.
They were heroes. Man. Yeah, for sure.
And here it is. Now I'm an old dude. And because of that, I'm still wrecked. So I'm blaming that on Rudy Sarzo.
We had Rudy Sarzo on the show. One of our first like big people that we really had on
the
show.
Yeah.
And we did it right around Christmas. And he took us on a tour of his house.
Yeah. For Christmas. Nice guy.
He was super nice. I mean, and he sat down in front of the fireplace. He goes, let's just have a chat here. It was just
you know what's crazy about the most... thing about Rudy though, too. Rudy. He still kicks ass on stage too, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he still brings it. He's got great hair. Everything's still cool, right? But you know, Rudy's 70.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like, wow, these guys, man, they're getting, you know, it's like, wow, what happens when they're all gone?
Yeah.
Gonna,
I don't know.
Who's going to bring up the next round of musicians?
Yeah. Cause there's
or
no,
will ever be like that again, you know, cause the 50s were big, right? You had your 50s and we can go through all the 50s guys, Jerry Lee Lewis, Chuck Berry, et cetera, right? Elvis, whatever. Then you had your 60s, which, you know, that was a whole thing, mostly Beatles, right? And a
bunch of Stones, Beatles. Yep. Yep.
The Who, I mean, I can go on.
Yep.
Great bands, Jimi Hendrix, all that. Then you got in your 70s, you got your long albums, your Steely Dans, you know, your Super Tramps, things like that,
Bad
right?
Company.
And then the 80s, you have, you know, obviously, you know, Quiet Riot and Dokken and Whitesnake and all this good stuff. After that, it just went to hell.
Yep.
I mean, they had the boy bands right after that, but those can't really, you know what I mean? And they're not bands. They're just a bunch of singers.
Right.
So, and then I'm like, well, who's really going to be here when this is over with? You know what I mean? Like what band? Greta Van Vliet? I mean, that's going to be the band we're going to talk about 50 years from now? I don't think so.
Yeah, I think from a rock perspective, you're right. I mean, there is a huge gap. I mean, I think, you know, Mammoth, I think, you know, with Van Halen.
Yeah, he's playing. We're playing with him on Sunday.
Oh, are you?
At Rock Roma. Yeah.
We went to see him. We went to see him at a club in Louisville.
Yeah.
He played a little club down there. phenomenal show. Did a great job. And it was one of those ones where it was, he started playing and stopped an hour and 15 minutes later, just played the entire time. I mean, just,
yeah. Yeah. Just, he enjoys it. Yeah. But he had a great teacher. Right. I mean,
whatever. You know, it might be in the genes.
I'd be like me going, hey, I'm a bass player, but John Paul Jones is my dad.
Yes, exactly, right. Yeah. Well, they need to get some of those, you know, and that's kind of funny because there are a lot of those guys out there. You know, you think about it, like Paul Stanley's son Evan plays.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
Yeah, no, they all do. They listen. Yeah. You almost. They don't need to.
No.
They don't need to because they got the money. But
they're not putting anything out. They're not putting stuff out. They're not. And I don't know if it's because they've been in the business for so long with their parents, they're just not interested. But there's a legacy there that, you know.
Yeah, but where are you going to put it? Where are you going to put it? Well, that's like you want to see Michael Jordan's kid play basketball, right? I mean, you know, you always want that kind of thing. But even if they put it out, who's going to play it?
Nobody.
Yeah. Nobody.
Alan will play it on A to Z Radio.
There you go. And you're not going to watch. And the videos are almost throwaway at this point.
Yeah.
Right? Because they're on YouTube for free. There's no real excitement about that anymore.
Nope.
So, yeah. So all I did was call you to whine, I guess. But. The good thing is I have a documentary coming out on August 29th on Prime Video. Check it out. You know, I did one back in 2011 called Novarex Ain't Easy Being Cheesy.
Yep.
And I did it for fun. It was a glorified home movie. It featured a lot of Indiana in it at the time. And that thing, you know, got picked up, right, by the Doc Channel. And then it ran on Netflix. And it got me all kinds of little stuff, Smithsonian and all these different things. And here it is 12 years later. But now a lot has happened in 12 years. So it just talks about rock and roll. If you like to see a bunch of long haired old dudes wearing eyeliner, still trying to give it up, you know what I mean? That's us, right?
Yep.
The little band that could. So
the first one, can you watch the first one on YouTube? Is it available somewhere?
It's everywhere. Yeah,
it's everywhere still. Okay.
Yeah, I don't ever really pay attention to it, so I'm over it, but I it's out there. Yeah. I use this Ain't Easy Being Cheesy, but the new one, Staying Cheesy, A lot of fun stuff in it, man. A lot of crazy stuff, and hopefully we'll get some good response out of it. I'm excited about Prime Video. I mean, Amazon Prime has 220 million subscribers.
Yeah, you're probably gonna get a person or two watch. I will watch it. So you got one.
You'll watch it.
I'm definitely watching it.
You'll love it. I
love watching that stuff, man.
Well, this one you'll like. I make fun of a bunch of stuff. You know me. I mean, when the tagline is "Rock and roll ain't pretty, that's why it wears makeup." That should tell you pretty much what's going on there.
Yep.
Ups and downs, and the glory of being in a rock band.
Well, and the trailer's pretty cool. I mean, the trailer that you did for it is really it fits the bill.
Yeah, I mean, just making fun of 80s metal, man. I'm the only guy that ever did that. Everybody else is always freaking serious.
Way too serious.
Are you with me on this?
Oh yeah, I mean, I agree.
Look what the cat dragged in. I mean, come on, dude. Really? It's all you're talking about is, you know, tits and cars and drugs and, you know, basic rock and roll, you know, steroid out, right? I mean, it's crank it to 11, right? Everything's on 11.
Yep.
So, but you'll enjoy it, and I'm very excited about it. And it's been a long, you know, it took us a couple of years to edit the thing, so. It took a while, and you got to try to tell a story at the same time,
right? Yeah,
and then do you have footage, and you know, so yeah, so it was. But I think you like it. There's a bunch of surprises in it, and just, you know, lots of concert footage and just backstage stuff and TV interviews and, you know, driving and changing a tire and all that kind of thing.
So any stories from the road like that is in it, like when things went bad.
No, it was more of things were going bad as we were filming it. You know what I mean? Like stuff was happening that way. So it wasn't really a flashback as more as what was going on right now. I mean, first of all, you know, I got a new singer, right? I've had a new singer for a couple of years.
Yeah.
I got John Basaha, right? Plays with the Babies. You know, the cool thing about John too is he sang Rock the Pond, which was the theme song for Mighty Ducks 2 soundtrack for the Anaheim Ducks.
Yeah.
With Eisner, you know, from Disney. And they got a new documentary coming out just regarding that whole thing. Anaheim Ducks. Really? Yeah. Huh. So hopefully John said he got called a couple of months ago. Somebody called him for an interview on it. I don't know what happened, but I got John, and John was kind of in the band for a little bit anyways. You know, I had John back in the band back in right after the documentary came out. And then he got that gig with the Babies. And what was even wild about it is I was around when he got the gig. I don't know why I was in California. John can play bass, right? So John can play bass. His name is John, right? I'm like, dude, this is your gig. Remember, because cool. They used to have John Wade, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm a big John Wade
And John
fan.
Wade played, and he played bass. Remember?
He did.
So I was like, I'm like, you're the guy. So, so he's been doing that. And then I called him up and I said, hey, John, I have a new song. Time is up for you. I said, hey, you want to come sing this thing for me? Because he sang Crank It Up for me. He sang a couple songs for me back in the day anyways. And he said, sure. And then I was like, damn, dude, you want to be in the video too? I said, I'm blow stuff up. I mean, have you seen the video? Cars on Fire.
Yeah, I've seen I saw the video too.
Total old school, right?
Yep.
And somebody wrote me and they're like, man, that's total old school. I'm like, good, because that's what I was shooting for. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And so then I was like, well, John, you just want to be in the band? He's like, okay. So there you go. And actually, we all live in Florida. John lives just south of Nashville. So at least he's in the same hemisphere now. You know, because he used to live over
part of the country. Yeah.
So he's close enough now. And but we're working on some stuff. We're five songs into a basically, bro, it's a greatest hits album. But I'm going to call it a soundtrack album. So I'm going to have it. I'm doubling down on the doc. So we'll have a soundtrack album with one, obviously one new song. Right, time is up for you, and just ready to see what brings us next. I mean, I know the last time I did a documentary, it was really awesome. You remember, I got the Smithsonian out of it and a couple other cool things. And you know, it was really wild. I was telling you off air when I went up to Indiana about a month ago, hanging with my mom. I actually drove up to the and I forgot about them, by the way, Indiana State Museum.
Yeah,
they were totally excited about it, dude.
Oh, so, really? Cool.
So, and you know, I went in there and they got a David Lee Roth, Axl Rose, David Letterman, John Mellencamp, of course, right?
Of course, yeah.
And I said, not one of these guys is going to show up. They're not going to show up. David Letterman's not going to go to the Indiana State Museum, but I will. So put up my display over here, blah, blah. And they were talking about even going, when you walk past it, it'll play part of the song.
Oh,
so
wow.
all that's working on right now. So I'm hoping, in a dream world, that'll all happen by the 29th.
Yeah, you got to let me know so I can go up there and I'll make sure I get up there and check
it
out.
You'll have to. Yeah, oh, yeah. You'll have to. It's a beautiful place. 80,000 square feet. It's been there since for a long time. And it's over 300,000 people go through it a year.
Yeah, I have to write that down. Yeah, I don't Indiana think I've been Museum. To the Idol of York, but I've never been to the Indiana State Museum.
It's right up there beside the ballpark.
Yeah. Yep.
Right across the street from the Indianapolis Indians. Which I did go to a game, by the way, when I was up there. That's a beautiful little stadium.
It is. Nice little stadium. You know, and then they built behind there, there's an amphitheater. Did you know that? No?
I seen it. I was just there. My brother, he has season tickets to that thing. So I went to a game. And it was like 75 degrees out, and I'm eating hot dogs for $1. I mean, it was awesome, right? Great experience. Yeah. But the funny thing is, the very last gig I played in the state of Indiana before I moved to Florida was the old Busch Stadium.
Oh, really? Wow. Stadium. Yeah.
That was my very last gig in 95. Yeah.
Wow.
And I remember my guitar player played the national anthem on guitar on the mound, right? Didn't really work out. Because you always got the old people going, you know what I mean? Because you're playing, you know.
Well, but that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was all right. I just remember, hey, mental note. No, I probably won't do that again. Just have to sing it next time.
Yeah. Bruce Kulick plays it really well. I've seen him play it a couple of times. He does a really good job.
Yeah, it can be done. It just has to be the right kind of thing.
Plus, I got you.
Plus, dude, 95, don't tell him what the hell. You know what I mean? His balls might have been hanging out back then, even. I don't even know. You know what I'm saying?
Could have been.
It could have been.
But, who knows?
Yeah. So, no, I appreciate it. But, check it all out, man.
And all right, man.
Go to our website, novarexrocks.com. Like us on Facebook and Twitter and all the social media stuff. That's the thing that kills me now. Everybody's like Twitter and Instagram. And I'm just like, all social media. I don't have to list every one of them.
Yep.
You guys know it. You're all on it anyways.
Yep.
And give us a like, support rock and roll. And again, we're going, March will be 39 years for us.
Wow.
Come March.
That's a day.
So, I mean, I got to get a trophy just for that. I'm trying to get Indiana. I need to get Indiana. I'm trying to get my hometown to put up a statue, but that hasn't happened yet.
We got to get them to do that.
Well, after I get the Indiana State Museum, then I'll go for that.
Yeah, then you can go back and go look.
Mm-hmm.
I should have a statue.
Yeah, well, you know, I got a whole display at the Johnson County Museum that's in Franklin.
Well, there you
go. Have you ever been to Franklin?
Oh yeah.
Okay, remember the Art Craft Theater?
Yes.
Right beside it is the Johnson County Museum, and they've got it. You can go online, just look it up. It's I gave them a jacket, pants. That's how this whole thing started, anyways, back in 2012.
Well, wouldn't that be? Didn't the last movie come out there? Didn't they play it there? They played it there.
No, I was there in October, and I just got it done in October.
Matter of fact,
I truly had the master a week before that gig. And reason I went there and did that is because that was the Art Craft's 100th anniversary.
Yep, I remember that.
And so that's what I did. And it was a great time. I had a sponsor that put it up, a pizza place down the street. And like, you know, 160 people showed up, which I thought was really good.
Cool.
For that,
I remember it being on the marquee because we went to the Willard for dinner, and
that's
it was on the marquee. And I was like, I gotta get back up here. And then we had something else going on there. No. I had conflict just with something else going on. So,
yeah. So I was there and jumped on Indy Now in town, right? That little thing on Channel 8.
Yeah. So there's a nice, they have a nice little, Franklin's got a really nice little theater there. Amphitheater. You ought to play that amphitheater. That would be cool if you guys play the amphitheater.
Well, it just opened up.
Yeah, it's been open a couple of years. Yeah.
It has but I know they got the one in Greenwood too, though.
No, Franklin has a brand new one right across, right at Main, in that park across the street. I've been to probably 5 or 6 shows there in the last 2 years.
Like I said, I was working on the one in Greenwood. They have one up there too. It just has to be the right thing for us, you know.
The Franklin one's better. Nicer place.
Is it? Yeah, because we're going to go down there and rip their heads off. You know, it's going to be a rock and roll show. So it's a different vibe than what they usually have. You know what I mean?
Well, they've had Hairbanger's Ball there. They've had
a Bon Jovi. That was a couple weeks ago.
Yep. They've had Crush, which is a Bon Jovi tribute band there. They're having rock and roll for sure.
I'll have to check it out. Well, when I turn this all around, like I said, I honestly plan on being back up there this year for sure.
Cool.
And I'm sure it'll have something to do with the museum. And all you guys will have to get together, man, and meet. Well, I'll have to meet you in Columbus so I can find that damn tenderloin place.
we'll figure it out for sure. All right, man, let's get out of here. All right, hang on a second. Don't go away yet. There you go. Plug it.
Don't forget to check it out August 29th on Prime Video. Ain't easy staying cheesy. Go check out the trailer now. Check out the new song, Time Is Up For You. Just go to YouTube and Google the band Nova Rex.
Cool. All right. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Ages of Rock podcast. If you haven't done so already, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, like us on Facebook, and most importantly, tell all your friends. Remember, you're never too old to rock. Until the next episode, peace out, folks.